95.3.
Ladies and gentlemen, always a pleasure on Fridays to welcome America's best political humor satirist. It's Bill Melberg in Chicago. Bill!
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning, ESPN radio listeners.
You're not in Chicago. You're in St. Louis.
Yes, I'm in St. Louis following a speaking engagement here last night. And we had a lot of fun, as always, poking fun at the presidents and the would-be presidents and some of the other characters who we portray here on ESPN radio every Friday morning.
Did you talk about this week's presidential debate, Bill?
Yes, we poked some fun at the debate at the debates, but we also did something that we haven't done on ESPN Radio since last winter.
What was that?
We played Presidential Jeopardy.
Hey, Bill, that sounds like a fun change of pace. Why don't we play some Presidential Jeopardy this morning?
Good idea, and Stevie, if you're ready to host Presidential Jeopardy, I think our contestants are about to enter the studio.
This is Presidential Jeopardy!
Now entering the studio are today's contestants, the son of a former president and a former president himself, George W. Bush, the last two-term Democratic president and the husband of our Secretary of State, Bill Clinton, and the current president of the United States, taking a break from the debate, Barack Obama. And here is the host of Presidential Jeopardy, Stevie J.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Presidential Jeopardy. First, let's meet our contestants. George W. Bush, how are you doing these days?
Well, I'm doing okay, but I'm not doing much, Stevie. I've been unemployed ever since Barack Obama became president.
You and 23 million other people, sir. And now let's meet our next contestant. He is Bill Clinton. Mr. President, what do you think about your wife, Hillary, being Secretary of State?
Stevie, I think it's great. You know, on average, the Secretary of State is out of the country 263 days each year. And I always tell Hillary, don't worry, dear. I'll take care of things at home while you're away.
When the cat's away, eh? Finally, let's meet the current occupant of the White House, now running for re-election, Barack Hussein Obama.
Hello, Stevie. You know, if this game works out, I'll suggest another round of Jeopardy for my last debate with Mitt Romney next week.
And good luck if you do. Gentlemen, it's great having all of you with us this morning, and I just know this is going to be another exciting game of Jeopardy. As always, in the interest of political correctness, and so as not to embarrass any of you, we won't be keeping score. So, Mr. Presidents, let's play Jeopardy! Don't forget, you must give your answers in the form of a question. And here are the categories. Beauty queens and leading ladies. American presidents. Famous physicists. Stellar objects. And British military history. And we'll begin with Bill Clinton, Mr. President.
Stevie, I'll take beauty queens and leading ladies for 100, please.
This platinum blonde starred in such classic films as A Seven-Year Itch and Some Like It Hot.
Oh, I know this one. Who was Marilyn Monroe? And I'll take beauty queens and leading ladies for 200, please, Stevie.
This actress, an Arkansas native, was crowned Miss America in 1982.
I definitely know this one. Who is Elizabeth Grayson?
Correct. You still have the board, Mr. President.
Thank you, Stevie. I'll take beauty queens and leading ladies for 400, please.
She became the first African-American Miss America in 1984.
Who is Vanessa Williams? And I'll take beauty queens and leading ladies for 600.
This famous actress played the leading role in the 1963 film classic Cleopatra.
Who was Elizabeth Taylor? And I'll take beauty queens and leading ladies.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. President. We've used up that category. I'm afraid you're going to have to pick another one.
Oh, all right. Well, let's see. I'll take American presidents for 100, please, Stevie.
He made history as America's first black president.
Who is Bill Clinton?
No, I'm sorry. That's wrong, sir. President Obama.
Who is Barack Obama? And I'll take American presidents for 200, Stevie.
This president was known for his military experience and his love of golf.
Who is Barack Obama?
No, I'm sorry, Mr. President. That's not right. President George W. Bush?
Who is Dwight David Eisenhower?
Yes, and you have the board, sir.
All righty. Well, let's see. I guess I'll take famous physicists for 100, please.
This world-famous scientist published his theory of relativity in 1905.
Oh, that's an easy one. Who is Albert Einstein?
Wow.
And I'll take famous physicists for 200, Stevie.
This New Zealander formulated the theory of radioactive transformations.
That's an easy one, too. Who is Ernest Rutherford?
Correct. Mm. Wow, you still have the board, President Bush.
Okay, well, I'll take famous physicists for 400.
This Italian-born physicist proved the first nuclear chain reaction in an atomic pile at the University of Chicago, December 2nd, 1942, nearly 70 years ago.
Easy one. Who was Enrico Fermi?
Wow.
And I might add, Enrico Fermi became a naturalized American citizen in 1944. He also played a key role in the development of the atomic bomb.
Absolutely correct. You still have the board, sir.
Stevie, I'll take famous physicists for 600.
This Belfast-born physicist studied thermodynamics and calculated that there must be an absolute lowest temperature in the universe.
Who was William Thomson, also known as Lord Kelvin? By the way, that absolute lowest temperature?
Yeah.
Minus 459 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees on the Kelvin scale, named in his honor. And Stevie, since we've gone through all the famous physicists, I'll take stellar objects for 100, please.
This so-called dwarf planet discovered in 1801 is the largest member of the asteroid belt.
What is Ceres? And I might add that Ceres is about 600 miles in diameter and orbits the sun between Mars and Jupiter. We'll be getting a closer look at Ceres when NASA's Dawn spacecraft gets there 3 years from now.
Thank you for that added information, President Bush. You still have the board.
All right, well, let's see. I'll take stellar objects for 200.
These four largest moons of Jupiter were discovered by Galileo in 1610, just over 400 years ago.
A cinch. What are Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto?
Wow, you are dominating, President Bush. I had no idea you were so knowledgeable about so many things.
Well, Stevie, as I said earlier, you know, like so many other Americans, 23 million of them, I've been unemployed ever since President Obama took office. So I've had a lot of time to read a lot of books and to continue my edumacation. In any case, before we run out of time, I will take, British military history for 100, please.
This British general surrendered to the Americans at Yorktown on this date, October 19, 1781, ending the American War of Independence.
That was at Yorktown, as you say, and the question is, who was Lord Cornwallis?
You are correct again, sir. And George W. Bush has absolutely dominated today's game. But now it's time to get Bill Clinton and Barack Obama back into the action. And all three of you need to put on your thinking caps because, gentlemen, it's time for today's final Jeopardy round. And we'll be back with our final Jeopardy question right after these important messages. So stay tuned. ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3. We are back with Presidential Jeopardy. Our contestants are Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. Gentlemen, here is your final Jeopardy question. Who really elects the President of the United States? Players, you have 30 seconds. Good luck.
Who really elects the President? I know this one. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Would you guys be quiet? I'm trying to think over here. You're noisier than Joe Biden.
All right, gentlemen. Pens down. Time's up. Let's see what you've written down. Bill Clinton?
I wrote, we the people.
No, I am so sorry. President Bush, what did you write?
Based on my personal experience in the 2000 election, I wrote the Supreme Court of the United States.
No, sir. President Obama.
Millionaires, billionaires, and corporate jet owners.
No, sir. I'm sorry, you are all incorrect. Mm. But here to tell us who really elects the president is the late 60 Minutes commentator, Andy Rooney.
Hello, I'm Andy Rooney. Have you ever wondered who really elects the president of the United States? Well, it's the Electoral College, that's who. But have you ever wondered just where is the Electoral College? Have you ever known anyone who graduated from the Electoral College? And if we are going to let a college choose our presidents, why not one with a little more experience? You know, like the College of Cardinals over there in Rome. But have you ever wondered, why do they always pick the popes from the Cardinals? Why never another team like the Cubs or the White Sox? That's what I wonder, and I'm Andy Rooney.
Thank you to the late Andy Rooney. Thank you, players, for joining us. And we hope to see you back here again some other time for another round of Presidential Jeopardy. Until then, I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening and wishing you a really nice day. And to close out our program once again, Bill Melberg. And again, St. Louis is buzzing with those whole Cardinals. I know traffic and all of that, Bill. I know your show went fabulous. And listen, you're the best. We really appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, and to further add to what I said last week, at the end of the show, I hate Indiana.
Yeah, okay. We get an off week. He said I hate Michigan last week. We get an off week before Indiana comes
right.
In. Bill, thanks again, buddy.
Ask you well, well.
All right, we'll be back on Monday, and we say go Cardinals.
Go Cardinals.
Broadcast right here on your home for Cardinals baseball, 93.5, 95.3. Diane, have a great weekend.
Enjoy the weekend.
I am Stevie J, ESPN Radio, next at Herd, and then followed by Scott Van Pelt, K&J, and then leading up right to the Cardinals on radio with Mike Shannon and John Rooney. Again, I'm Stevie J with Diane Ducey from Champaign, Urbana. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.